This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It is your Sports Bros, Rop. That's me.
Sada.
Hi. Big Sook's right over there.
Hello.
Oh, dude.
Hello. Do you answer the phone the same way every time?
No, it depends on who's answering, or I guess who's calling me when I answer. My new favorite way is mushy mushy.
Oh.
Apparently that's how they answer the phone in Japan, and I find it delightful.
That is delightful.
I highly recommend giving it a whirl next time.
Mushy mushy.
Mushy mushy.
What do you say? Do you say, hello, like Mike Riley?
I do like a good Mike Riley. Hello.
Hello.
I'll drop this one sometimes if it's a buddy. I'll do it. What's up? Just depends.
You don't do the patented ahoy?
Yeah, sometimes I hit an ahoy.
Ahoy!
Except if I'm answering the phone, it's two ahoys. You can't answer a phone with ahoy, it's ahoy hoy. Whoa! So I just kind of play around with it. I do this, though. If I'm in a room, it is... We were talking the other day about how you speak in drops. I am incapable. It is a compulsion. If the phone is ringing... I will instantly follow it up with, phone's ringing, dude. I cannot help it. And if someone says that the phone is ringing, I respond with, thank you, Donnie. It's a tick.
You're going to have to help me with that?
Big Lebowski.
Oh, okay.
It's just one of those things. Whenever a phone rings, that's my phone's ringing, dude. And I'm always disappointed when someone doesn't fire back with a thank you, Donnie.
You didn't train your kids well enough.
No.
Or me,
no.
Apparently.
Well, you ever have that? You're not a movie line guy. But every now and then, you throw out a great movie line and you're waiting for a response and no one understands it. It's kind of heartbreaking.
Well, guys, big show of the way.
Really big show.
This Mets-Brewers game is shaping up to be a doozy.
Yeah, we got 0-0 right now. It's a real, as Buck called it, a real rock fight going on.
We've got the Lost Generation of Quarterbacks audio coming up, which you'll listen to. Rashee Rice is in the news for a couple of different things.
Yeah, neither one of them good.
Nope.
I'm not sure which one's worse, but I don't think it's good right now to be Mr. Rice.
Nope.
Or, Mrs. Rice.
Coming up tonight in the club, let's see what we have here.
Or Mama Rice, as the jersey would indicate.
Oh, the celebrity who is a lovely guy, but he's a farter.
No. Isn't that all of us?
Well,
is there anyone that's not a farter?
I think this guy, they're saying, is a prolific farter.
Oh, he's out and about. Peyton Manning, a great farter, apparently, from what I've heard. Legendary.
We also have a fascinatingly dumb saga, which we'll bring to you because that's what we do.
Absolutely.
And finally, proof the government controls all of us.
Deep state.
These things all coming up today, but first, the Hot 5 at 5.
Deep state.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
I'm sorry. I want to run.
Truly believe that in California, the illegal, the illegals come across the border and then they move into your home and the government makes you live with them. That was a real thing.
She saw it on TV.
It's not happening in her state, Rob, but it's happening in California. And if it can happen in California, the guy was like, so people just come across the border. They move into your house while you're not there. And then, like, you're forced to live with them. She's like, yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I saw during the debate that 25 million illegals come over and just take your house. That's how it works.
They just take your house.
Caitlin Clark has been named WNBA Rookie of the Year.
So first we learned that Caitlin Clark is white, and now we learn that she's Rookie of the Year? How about that?
Yes, but it wasn't unanimous. She received 66 of 67 first place votes.
I like that one guy just wanted to be an ass.
Could have been a woman.
No, that's true.
The holdout vote went to Angel Reese. 19.2 points per game, 5.7 rebounds per game. Clark also led the league with 8.4 assists per game.
Yeah, led her team, who had was the worst record last year, into the WNBA playoffs.
Come on, man.
But you don't care because you hate women's sports.
I don't care. It's not that I hate it.
Number four.
But I don't care about it. I mean, I don't care about the WNBA.
No, you don't.
I like beach volleyball.
Look at you. You sexist pig.
It's hot.
So disappointed.
No, you're not. Not that he'd ever return to college, but an 8-year show cause has been handed down to former Arizona State assistant Antonio Pierce. Of course, he is now the head coach of the Raiders.
Yeah, so he's not suspended for 8 years. It's that if he comes back to college football within the next 8 years, he would have to serve a year suspension. So if you hire Antonio Pierce, you have to hire him and then hire an interim.
Yeah, during the COVID no contact period, he's accused of orchestrating a scheme to get around the rules. He also lied about it to investigators. And also mentioned in the NCAA report is that Jaden Daniels' mom assisted him in setting things up.
Yeah, and more importantly, he was taking recruits' dads to the nudie bars. So Antonio Pierce, a cheating bastard, but knows how to have a good time. All right, go Antonio Pierce. I don't think that ever happened with me and my dad.
Number three.
I don't think anyone ever offered to take my dad to a nudie bar.
That element of the story, it's like, well, of course he did. Like, don't they? I just assume that went on everywhere besides BYU.
I didn't know that parents were going on. Nowadays, parents are going on recruiting trips.
Well, yeah.
Like, back in the day, that wasn't a thing.
Dad's got an NIL deal.
Yeah. Well, and some of the dads are dressing up for the photo shoots now.
Yep. Like,
oh, that Florida dad was the best.
I can't imagine the old man Sue Canick going with me to my recruiting trip. Like, what? What are you doing?
Mountain West officially offered Texas State membership, but they decline. They will stay in the Sun Belt. Mountain West is now in talks with Hawaii to become a full member. Their non-football sports are currently out in the Big West.
Yeah.
But if they do take full membership, they would that would get the Mountain West to the required 8 to be considered an FBS conference.
And we found out yesterday the Pac-12 is just going to punt for a while. They hired a Blue Ribbon Fact-Finding Commission to find their next team.
Navigate. So, that's the name of it.
We'll find something out about in January or something.
I'm telling you, Bishop Sycamore, man.
Number two.
Oh, geez. Nice.
Number two.
Milwaukee tried a squeeze play to get the first run across. Didn't work.
2-2 Falcons host the 3-1 Bucks tonight, Thursday Night Football. Since 2019, home teams on Thursdays are just 39-52 against the spread. This is just Baker Mayfield's second Thursday night road game. He lost last year in Buffalo. Elsewhere, Chiefs place wide receiver Rashee Rice on IR. He is out at least 4 games.
Yeah, his knee got bent completely the wrong way, but they were saying there was so much swelling in the knee they couldn't get a confirmation, even though we all knew he blew out his knee. So he's on IR. And if you're Kansas City should probably start looking for a receiver, whether that's a Cooper or Adams that's out there. Kansas City needs some help on the outside. Their offense so far has been meh.
Come too far together. Stop. Let's do it.
Baby, shot it from the rooftop.
He did it. He did a lot of doors.
Number 1.
My number 1 fan.
Number 1.
Number 1.
One last wild card series to be decided. The Tigers, Royals, and Padres all advance. It's down to the Mets and Brewers.
Yeah, my Mets couldn't do what everyone else did in sweep. We had to have some flair for the dramatic.
Yeah, the winner of tonight's game goes on to play the Phillies, and they are scoreless. Headed to the fifth now?
Fifth inning.
Only 4 hits for the Brewers and just 2 for the Mets.
I think both of those, by the way, by Frankie Lindor. The rest of you clowns, let's go! Checking.
I am, yeah.
Lindor, like, this is the end of the line here, Mel.
I'm pretty sure it's Frankie Lindor.
Lindor 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Other hot stats.
Been watching the game. Trust
Blake
me.
Perkins 1 for 2. You guys want to know who else is 1 for 2?
There's a lot of lazy fly balls on the part of the Mets.
Gary Sanchez. Tobias Myers looks good.
Yeah, he does.
Quintana looks good.
Quintana, the creep can roll, man. There's
I need
another
to get
Lebowski
that as a drop.
Good little ball game.
What? Reference for you.
What's a drop?
The creep can roll from the Big Lebowski.
That's another. You need to watch the Big Lebowski, for God's sakes.
I've seen it, but I just don't remember lines from movies ever.
John Turturro plays an interesting rival bowler, and he has a checkered past. And
his name's Quintana.
John Goodman says the creep can roll.
Victor Rico's Mexican food brings you the Hot 5 at 5. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com. Let's get to the lost generation of quarterbacks coming up next on The Fan.
your mic
My mic
that?
Was on.
Oh, well.
I hope nobody caught that. Zook's yelling at this Mets. Most importantly, he's yelling at Francisco Alvarez.
Hey, little.
He called him fat and little.
But it was
and an F.
It was a term of endearment.
I don't think it was.
It strung them all together. It was. It was a term of endearment.
No score. About? Brewers Mets top 5. And the Mets have 1 on.
Yeah.
2 outs.
This screams, by the way, this is going to be a weekly hit oppo fly ball. I feel it coming. Haven't been able to catch up to anything that Myers is throwing tonight.
Now to audio. Buck sent us this a couple weeks ago, and we never got to it.
By the way, I would like to point out.
But now we're going to get to
it. I said a weak pop fly to right field. How about a weak
pretty
pop
close.
Fly to the first baseman?
Why? Well, you were wrong.
Wrong. I had faith that he'd be able to get it out of the infield. Wrong.
You better get Myers' pitch count up. Because if he goes 8.
Yeah, and they just turn it
gonna
over.
You're going to get Devin Williams, and you ain't hitting him.
No.
You guys might not score.
We got Quintana, though.
Welcome to the club.
I don't know how it feels watching the Royals, right? You're like, It does feel like this game is screaming towards a 1-0 conclusion.
At least the Orioles are worse.
That is true.
Man, they can't hit.
1 run in 2 games.
So this is... who's this from? Who do we credit for this?
This is Robert Mays from The Ringer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were doing a thing, and so I actually listened to this.
And he's with Mitchell Schwartz, Schwartz's brother, who played for the Chiefs for
a long
time.
They were just having a discussion about, you know, why quarterback play and offenses are struggling and you know, different things that defenses are doing and the adjustments they're making. And all that stuff is pretty well known. But I hadn't heard anything about kind of the lost generation of quarterbacks, and I thought this was an interesting little clip.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the Ringer. It's The Athletic. This is The Athletic Football Show.
Idiot.
We kind of have a lost generation of quarterbacks. When we're talking about Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, even Philip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger to an extent. You're imagining those guys, the year I always throw out is 2011, because I think it's instructive in 2 ways. One, that was the year with the passing boom where we had all these guys throwing for 5,000 yards, but it was also the year where the rookie salary scale gets instilled. So it feels like an inflection point in the NFL. It's important. If you think about that season, we're talking about 34-year-old Tom Brady. We're talking about 32-year-old Drew Brees. Peyton Manning didn't play that year, but you know, obviously 2012, he comes back. He's a monster. He's in his mid-30s at that point. Eli and Philip Rivers are like 29, 30 at that point. Rodgers is like 28. Those quarterbacks, those guys that are like 30 to 35, for the most part, do not exist.
No, it's all my guys. It's Andrew Luck. It's Russell Wilson. It's a lot of guys that, for one reason or another, should be still at the top of the game.
And they're not. Yeah. If you, let's look at quarterbacks drafted in the first round from 2010 through like 2015. Okay. Here are the names.
Not going to like
Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder, Andrew Luck, RG3, Ryan Tannehill, Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Carson Wentz, Paxton Lynch.
Jeez.
Wow.
Those guys who are like in their mid-30s or early 30s should be some of the best quarterbacks in the league. And for one reason or another, that production just does not exist when we're looking at the aggregate stats for NFL quarterbacks. It's injuries. It's flameouts. It's so many different things that have contributed to this. It's guys that maybe would still be starters if, like, Jameis would probably be a starter in the NFL somewhere in a different world where we were incentivized to go younger and younger and younger.
Yeah, so that is very interesting, that list. Now, he didn't do second round and on.
No, but when you
I'd like to see that list.
Yeah, when you're thinking about like the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and it's to a larger point. One, I mean, we all know that there's never been a wealth of starting quarterbacks. I mean, every year there's probably 10 starting quarterbacks in the NFL that shouldn't be starters. Sometimes there's even more than that.
Yeah.
And not only are people forced to start that shouldn't just because there's not enough good ones, but also with the salary cap the way it is, there's an incentive to play young quarterbacks. And they talk about how kind of the there is no mid-level quarterback anymore. When you look at like Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield, who right now are two top five quarterbacks in the league, Sam Darnold would be another one. You know, these are outliers. Like, this hasn't been the case over the last, you know, 10 years of the NFL, that no one wants to go with these retreads, because the idea is, why would I give Geno Smith a decent contract when I'll just hit reset and I'll go with another young quarterback, because the league is set up for you to be successful with a young, cheap quarterback. So we've kind of got into this era now where it's either we have a quarterback that we deem a franchise guy and we give him $60 million, or we just flush it and we draft a young guy that's cheap and we're forced to play him before he's ready. And maybe we're seeing some more evidence now of the Sam Darnolds and the Baker Mayfields and Genos that sat for a while, maybe washed out at a place or two. And we see them now not only playing, you know, solid quarterback, but really, really good quarterback play. And maybe there is a place for the mid-level quarterback, because for the Genos and the Bakers who are playing great right now, they're playing great at a reasonable salary. But would you want, I love Geno Smith. You know me. I think Geno has been great in Seattle. But would I love Geno a lot less if he costs $55 million? Sure. But I also don't love that we're in this era now where we just draft an Anthony Richardson who literally cannot play quarterback in this league. He can't stay healthy. He's inaccurate. He has no business being a starting quarterback right now. He would be such better served by sitting and learning. Even a guy like, you know, like, and yet we're just throwing him to the wolves because he's young and he's cheap and we've got a window that starts the moment you enter in the league. Whereas, look, can anyone deny that the Colts are better with Joe Flacco? They are. But they're not going to go with Joe Flacco because the clock is ticking on Anthony Richardson. So it's kind of led to this weird thing of a lost generation of quarterbacks in a league that doesn't want to play middle of the road guys. We want to play young and cheap or really expensive.
Yeah. Or it was just a bad run of first round picks.
Yeah, but I would also like to ask if you took some of those guys and you allowed them to sit and put them in better situations, would they have all been flameouts?
Can you slow down that list or can we?
You want me to like pull up that list?
Yeah, he went really fast.
What years were it?
It was 20.
Yeah, hold on, let me go back and find
2010 to 2015. Oh, and by the way, I looked up starting quarterbacks drafted. I just real quick while you were talking there.
Yeah.
So this is very.
Yeah, I've got all of them
cobbled
here.
Together, but this is these guys are not first round picks, mm-hmm. but there are some starters who fall into that category. Not many.
Yeah.
you mentioned Geno Smith. He's one of them.
Yeah.
Again, not a first round pick, so he wasn't mentioned in there. Or was he? He wasn't first round.
No, Geno wasn't a first round pick.
So he was drafted in 2013. He's starting. So he's 30, whatever it is, 33.
And washed out multiple places.
Yeah, he did. Derek Carr is one who was drafted in the second round in 2014.
Yep.
So he would fall into that.
Yep.
Matt Stafford missed the... So he went 2010 to 2015. Matt Stafford was drafted in 2009.
Nine.
So 1 year prior, but he's obviously still starting. And then Dak and Goff missed by a year. They're 2016.
Mm.
So not many.
Yeah.
To his point.
Yeah.
But...
So it's just, it's, you know, if you had some hits in that, it would, you know.
Well, I want to hear the list. Give me the list.
I'm trying to find it again.
Because then we can go through and look at who maybe could have gotten a, you know, who somebody could have done a reclamation project with.
Yeah. Like I'm trying to find a list.
He mentioned Wentz as one of them.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
And Wentz was like the one guy, like, what a weird career arc.
Yeah, because he at one point was
really good.
Was really good.
And never found it again.
Nope. After he got hurt in Philly, it was never the same.
In multiple spots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, we think about how weird that is, but Deshaun Watson's going through that right now. Deshaun Watson was a top four quarterback in the league at like 23 years old, and Deshaun Watson sucks. If he wasn't making the money he was making, his ass would be sat down right now. So, I mean, it does happen, but yeah, the Wentz thing was just never the same after the injury. And he, you know, whether it's Indy or Washington, it did not work out. He had multiple chances. It just didn't work.
So again, he went first round quarterbacks 2010 through 2015. In 2010, it was Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Tebow.
Yeah. Tebow. Was, okay, so I got the list again here that I can scroll through very easily.
Okay, it was Bradford and Tebow.
So Bradford, Tebow.
And okay, well, hold on. So Bradford, I mean, we know what happened with him. He kind of was...
Yeah.
He kind of was a reclamation project.
Yeah, and everyone kept thinking that they could make it work. He was kind of like Sam Darnold. It's just that Sam Darnold actually now is working. But Bradford was one of those guys that kept getting moved around, and people believed they could make something.
So he did get those opportunities,
yes.
To your point.
Yep,
Tim Tebow just wasn't any good. Okay, what about 2011?
Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, then Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder.
Mm. Okay, hold on. Newton... He just, his style of play, he's out of the league, but obviously he was really good.
He was really good, but I think maybe to their point is if Cam, you know, when you look at some of these quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, they played elite ball at the age where Cam Newton was washed up.
Yeah.
So Cam was a bright, shining star. He just didn't last.
Well, that's what I was saying. His style of play, I think, makes him unique. Andrew Luck, very unique because he just retired. Just
walked away.
Andrew Luck was 2012, by the way. He was the number one in 2012.
Yeah.
And you said Jake Locker.
Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, sucked. Christian Ponder in 2011.
Gabbert's had opportunities.
Yep.
Ponder just sucked.
Yep. But imagine, too, if we had Andrew Luck right now playing and you stuck Andrew Luck on another team and there's another elite quarterback as opposed to, you know, some young, you know, whatever. No offense to like Bo Nix, but let's say Bo Nix ain't starting in Denver if Andrew Luck's there, or in Indianapolis. There you go. Anthony Richardson is a bad quarterback right now, and he's not starting in Indianapolis. Maybe he's starting somewhere else, but it ain't Indy because Andrew Luck's there. And so you're like, there is a gap. There is probably six or seven quarterbacks that should be starting right now in this league and entering and being in their prime that are not. And they're being replaced by six or seven either bad or very young quarterbacks.
So who else?
So after Andrew Luck, you get Robert Griffin III.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
It skips 2013. I don't know who 2013
was. I got 2013 in front of me. You got EJ. This is a bad class.
EJ
Manuel. He was the only first-round quarterback.
Okay. So there you go.
Only one.
And then Geno.
Well, but we're going first round.
Oh, just first round.
Yeah, so then first round in 2014, you have Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Teddy Bridgewater, that's 2014. Yeah. Then 2015, you get Jameis, Marcus Mariota.
And Wentz.
And then 2016, you get Wentz and Lynch, Paxton Lynch.
Oh, he did go to 2016. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Interesting.
It is a lost generation.
It's just like, I mean, Bortles had a moment.
Yep.
Tannehill hung around.
Yeah, he was okay.
Manuel, terrible. RG3 just, you know.
Injured a bunch. And then
Rookie of the year and then.
Yep.
Manziel, nothing. Winston, Mariota just weren't.
Yeah. So they're just
great
saying.
Great Wentz.
And so that's why the one of the points that they were making is, yeah, we're having a dip in quarterback play right now, but offenses are going to adjust to some of these defensive schemes. Like some of the stuff like what Brian Flores is doing right now in Minnesota, I watch it. I don't even know what he's doing. I mean, they have ones where they're showing you a pressure look, and then they bail into cover two, and it's the defensive end that is playing the flat, like where a corner would normally play. Like you just can't see that if you're a quarterback, you've never seen that before. There's no way you can possibly recognize that. So you have all these weird defensive schemes that are being thrown out there that people haven't seen before. And you've got a bunch of quarterbacks that are young and inexperienced or not that good. And you put those things together and you've got some really bad quarterback play. But as quarterbacks mature and develop, as we get through the lost generation of quarterbacks and we get into more guys that are successful, that get into their 30s, where they've actually seen a lot of this, and offenses have a chance to adjust now what the defenses are doing, the idea is that this imbalance right now is going to shift back the other way, and offenses are going to start figuring this out, and we're going to get better quarterback play in theory, because these things are kind of cyclical. We're just kind of hitting a spot right now where all these factors are coming together to kind of make some really ugly ball, and the lost generation of quarterbacks is one of them.
Well, I would, maybe at another time, I would like to see the quarterbacks from, 2017 mm-hmm. through 2020. Where are they? I mean, who's that?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we mentioned Goff.
Yeah.
Dak. Outside of that, I mean, I don't know. Is it longer than a I mean, is it more than just 2010 to 2015? I'm not sure why he chose, or you know, why he chose those particular years.
Well, like
2017
had this guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, that guy.
And
That was all the way back in 2017.
And Deshaun Watson was in that class too. Now Deshaun Watson, you know.
So was that class was headlined by Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you had three number ones. You had Trubisky, Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson in that class.
Yeah. So two, well, I mean, I guess one now hit. Two did hit, and then one vanished.
And then 2018, you get a bunch. You get Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So even
okay,
though
there they are.
Even though you got some bust there, that's the sort of class that in 6 years, you know, if everything keeps going well, that's the sort of stuff that leads to you string together three or four of those classes over a 5-6 year period. Now we get into that, oh my God, we got another kind of golden age of quarterbacks, because you know, Allen and Lamar and Mahomes and some of these guys, they should be good for the next 13 years.
Yeah. It's an interesting way to look at why, you know, the offensive and defensive ebbs and flows of the NFL. It's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because the quarterback position is so important.
Oh, it's the most. Well, that and coaching. So, it's the most important.
That guy gets a lot of credit for going back and pointing that out. I hadn't heard anybody else point that out.
Yeah.
That basically, for a 5-year stretch,
we had nothing.
First round quarterbacks were all crap.
Yeah. And really, the only thing we got out of their period is like a Geno Smith.
Yeah. And of course, you're going to feel that when they should be in their prime.
Yep.
The league is reflecting that.
Yep.
So keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of one of those interesting little things.
All right, Rashee Rice is in the news today for a couple of reasons.
And it's not good.
That next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hey, tomorrow's show, we're going to be noon to 2 because the Ducks game starts at 6. So join us beginning at noon. Lunch hour primetime.
Yeah, go figure.
And Joe Harrington will be a part of our show. He'll be popping on with us at 1:30.
You rarely have good questions.
Can we pull a Danny and just eat like during the breaks? He puts out quite a lunch spread every day.
Yeah, he sure does. Yeah. So you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right, Jason, you're big suit.
I'm going to bring in some pizza for us, you know, maybe some beers.
You're the king.
Let's have a little time.
And then Monday, we're going to be live at Ale & A up in Ridgefield, the casino, sportsbook, 3 to 7, Chiefs, Saints, and wing specials at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill.
Let me also say one thing here real quick concerning football. The Falcons throwbacks, why don't teams just leave the throwbacks as their permanent uniform? These Falcons unis look spectacular.
The red helmets are phenomenal.
It looks great with the old Falcons logo. It's fantastic. Just leave it be.
Why did they ever change uniforms in the first place?
I don't know. That in Vita Vea is not a normal human being. He cannot be blocked.
All right. Where were we going here?
I don't know. We were talking lost generation of quarterbacks.
Rashee Rice.
Yes.
So he goes on IR today.
Yeah. Torn ACL.
Oh, is it a torn ACL?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
He's done for the year. Well, when it originally, oh my God, you guys see this Vita Vea play. The Atlanta Falcons decided to try to block Vita Vea with their running back, Bijan Robinson, which...
Wouldn't advise it.
It did not go well. You think Bijan was, he stepped up in blitz protection, was like, really? Vita Vea?
Who missed it?
That's not a res. And now, like, one of the most automatic. Oh, there's a flag.
Yep.
Yeah, automatic kicker. Shanked one there. So, no. Yeah, Rashee Rice winning.
Nice job, you kicker!
Yeah, they said that they suspected it was a torn ACL, and then there was some hope because they were like, the swelling was so bad that they couldn't get a detailed image on it. Well, the swelling came down, and guess what? It's torn ACL.
Oh, so, I didn't see that part. I thought Andy Reid said they were going to get more tests.
Yeah, they were, but
let us know next week. So he's out.
He's out.
Okay. Well, also out is his mama, who was caught on camera in a Rashee Rice's mom jersey.
Yeah, Mama Rice jersey.
Yeah, it said Mama Rice on the back.
Yeah.
In her jersey, stealing someone's packages.
Yeah, I don't.
What's going on there?
He makes $6 million a year, but he makes poor choices. Well, and apparently, well, you don't think he's peeling off a little something for Mama Rice? He bought her the jersey.
I don't know. I think if you're a klepto, you just are a klepto.
Yeah.
There can be rich kleptos.
So you were stealing. Yeah, who was it? Was it Winona? Was it Winona Ryder?
Winona Ryder, yes.
They got caught with that?
Yeah.
It is interesting that you would, you know, I don't know. It's weird. NFL mom steals packages? I have that's such a weird.
I mean, one, you shouldn't have to, and two, the fact that you're dumb enough to do it in a personalized jersey that says who you are.
Yeah, we got a. It's like the guy that tried to burn down the courthouse in Portland and covered his face, but his name was tattooed on his back. Yeah. I just
like, can I also state something that I'd like to state on the record to state?
Yeah.
Here on
State away.
The show.
On the deep state? Yeah.
I would like to state something that is talked about very little with regards to package theft.
Yeah.
What the hell do you think is in that package? Like, I feel like the risk reward there is really imbalanced.
I think the problem is there isn't any risk.
Well, but what do you...
They think they're picking up a lottery ticket. Maybe something expensive is in there.
Yeah, but there is risk because you can't do that. That's illegal. And if you do it enough, you're going to get caught. I guess maybe...
Calculated risk.
Maybe the punishment is so small that...
I think that's what
people don't care.
Or the likelihood of you actually getting caught.
Or getting caught.
Unless you have your name on your jersey.
Is it considered like a... Is it like a petty crime?
Yeah, it's a petty crime. It's not jail time. I mean, because most of the time...
I mean, I know you're not going to jail, but...
Well, like, I ordered a new PlayStation controller today. Like, so if someone comes by and steals that off my porch, you stole $65 worth of merchandise.
Right. And that's probably something good for them because they can sell
it. They can sell it.
What if it's like deodorant?
Get some gummy vitamins.
Well, I guess you can use that.
Well, I would say if you would have stolen the package that came the other day, it would have been beard paste. So, yes.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
But if Rashi Rice's mom is getting deodorant or beard paste, like, what? Like, why are you even trying?
We had a family member of mine bought my daughter a present. This was like 10 years ago, but it was a big inflatable, like, unicorn. You know, like the pool floaties for, like, the river? It was one of those, and someone stole it off of their porch and then ditched it around the corner because they obviously opened it, saw that it was a giant.
They were so disgusted.
Yes. They saw this package. It was a fairly big package. You know, it was a big floating unicorn. So they opened that thing up and were so pissed, they just threw it out of the car. And they found it, like, in the bushes. Someone, like, one of the neighbors found it with their address on it and was like, yeah, I think this is yours.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, porch pirates, and this is the problem. Like, I'm sure you feel the same way I do. Like, petty crime, petty theft, it drives me so crazy. It's such a horse bleep thing to do, and you have to be such a dog-ass human being to do it, and yet there's no punishment for it. Nothing will happen to her. Nothing. It's the same people
that... Did she get caught? Well, I mean, I know she's on camera, but...
Well, I don't know.
Like, do you go then arrest her for that?
Well, that's the thing. I don't even know if she'll get arrested. She'll probably get a citation or something. But there is no punishment anymore for petty crime. That's why people walk into, like, Walgreens. They know how much... Like, they know how much they can steal. I think if it's less than, in some places, it's either $500 or $1,000, there's really no penalty to it.
Did you see what was in the...
No.
Maybe the reason she took that is because she could see what it was. They're saying that so Marcia Kearney is the neighbor.
Yeah.
Whose package got stolen by Rashi Rice's mom. And she's saying that they were two limited edition records of from Chapel Roan.
Oh.
That she ordered from Urban Outfitters.
Oh, yeah.
So perhaps they were marked that that's what that was.
She knew?
And Rashi Rice's mom is a big Chapel Roan fan.
Good grief.
I don't know. She's
a vinyl head.
There are very few things that I have less respect for than just thieves. It's just such a horse crap thing to do.
It's kind of up there with just like random vandalism. If you're just going to like break or tag or like destroy something just because.
And I hear it all the times, like the people, I'm sure the excuse is always, well, what do you care? They'll send you a new one anyways. Right. It's always that. Like,
that's not
well,
really the point.
Like, what does it matter? It's a victimless crime. That's just.
Oh, wait, sorry. Marcia Kearney is her name.
Okay.
Yeah. The neighbor had the Chapel Roan albums, and she said she tried to resolve the issue with Kearney, but had no luck.
Yeah. So, I don't know. She's caught dead to rights on camera. You can see her face.
And they say it is under investigation. She called the cops.
So, again, let's play the fun game of what happens. Maybe they...
The fact that she goes to her and is like, hey, so you took my records. Can I have them? And it's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
And then like, well, I guess... I mean, she tried to leave the cops out of it. What's she supposed to do?
Yeah. Ring the ring doorbell cam.
Yeah.
Caught it.
You can see her because he's like sliding it like away from the camera with her foot. It's a wide angle.
And she
lens.
Has a Mama Rice. It says Mama Rice on it.
Stop. There's two things. Stop committing crimes with your name on you, and stop committing crimes and then posting them. That's the other one that people kill. Who was the John Morant? John Morant kept committing crimes and violations of the league's policy and then would Instagram them. It's amazing to me.
What's up with the Chiefs, man? Because wasn't Rashee Rice, he was the guy that was driving super fast?
Yeah.
And yeah, he left the scene of the accident, racing. Yeah.
Hurt four people or whatever.
Yeah, and still didn't get suspended.
What happened to...
Nothing. Never got suspended for it.
But isn't that a criminal thing?
One would think. But that's the problem. Again, most of these crimes, unless it really elevates to a bad thing, there's really no punishment.
Oh, and he also assaulted someone in a nightclub, remember?
Yeah.
He like hit a cameraman or something. I saw somebody was chronicling this. You have Rashee with his hit and run and the assault, his mom with the thievery. Andy Reid's son got a DUI. You've got Patrick Mahomes' brother with the sexual battery, the dad with the three DUIs. You have the Chiefsaholic bank robber. You have you have Isaiah Bugs, who was abusing animals.
Yeah. You have Butker being all Butkery.
On this list includes Mahomes' wife being annoying.
Then you have Taylor Swift
and
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, they're the least offensive ones.
El Travador.
Yeah, we had a...
Taylor Swift.
Supposedly, like, one of the things that was happening is that people were following Amazon, like, cars around and literally stealing as the Amazon car made its loop. There's like stories of people like going and stealing like 20 packages in a row. You just stay one block behind.
Yeah,
Amazon.
So many people get notifications when the packages get dropped off that like with enough people working from home now, they're not going to be out there all the time. So if you do it timely, that's probably the best way to get the most of them.
Yeah. So a lot of times I just try to have mine shipped to like I did the other day what I shipped. I had the horror UPS.
Yeah, the wonderful experience for you.
Because I didn't want, no one's home in my house. And the Nike stuff sometimes comes in Nike packages. And that was kind of one of those where if it's pretty easy to see that, and I would assume that that's a fairly, I don't know, a something that people would want to take.
UPS driver is in on the text line, says, I've heard and even had customers show me their Ring cameras. There are some ballsy thefts I've seen recorded broad daylight. It's crazy. That's why we annoy you by ringing and knocking so you come to the door and get your package.
My neighbor got about $2,000 worth of custom-made motorcycle parts porch pirated and then found them on next door for sale.
Got them back.
Yeah. Well, I left a pair of old... I went hiking, and I had a pair of old Nike shoes that were all kind of gross from the hike and whatever, and they were wet, so I left them on the front porch.
Gone.
Somebody took them.
Someone took them. Someone took a pair of like beat up Nike Wildwood like hiking shoes, size 13, muddy, and I just like overnight, like I just went out the next morning. I was like, "Hey, honey, did you take my shoes? Did you wash them up?" She's like, "No." And I was like, "Well, then." Like, it's just like you're just driving by at night, and you're thinking to yourself, "All right, those muddy shoes are mine."
Wouldn't the better bet be to just jump in the truck and take a bunch of packages while the guy's at the door?
Yeah, I would assume, you know, but then again, that may be where you get into some problems because then you're breaking into the vehicle. Maybe that's a more serious crime.
Yeah. These criminals, these perps.
Well,
the damn laws are making so it sharp. Tough on the criminals.
They have figured out that there is not much of a penalty, and they figured out that stores won't stop. Have you seen the organized like store runs that people make?
Yeah.
They go into like, you know, Nike or sometimes even higher end stores, and there's like four or five of them, and each one of them takes a section of the store. They just take their arms and they like wrap an entire rack of clothing, pick it up, and then they run out of the store. And they're like, well, what? And stores aren't supposed to stop them. And, you know, there's a whole generation of people now that thinking, well, as long as it's a victimless crime, it's no harm, no foul.
All right. We're careening toward the club. One more segment next. Something happened in the O's Royals game that we should discuss.
Well, can we discuss something in the Mets game? Because nothing has happened. It's 0-0, and I'm starting to my pucker factor is like at an 11 right now.
I'd like to discuss something, but there isn't anything.
No. It's just, except for the Mets.
You know what this is set up for?
Hit fly balls.
I'm going to tell you what this is set up for.
Pete Alonso striking out. Oh, wait, that just happened.
It's the seventh inning. And So Alonso's hitting cleanup, right?
No, he hits like fifth.
Okay.
I know it's weird, but yeah.
So this is teeing up perfectly.
Oh, they do have him cleanup tonight.
Yeah, he's batting cleanup. Okay,
he,
so
yesterday he was batting down.
This sets up Frankie Lindor in the ninth inning, and all I have to tell you right now is you heard it here first.
He's the guy you want up there.
He will hit a home run in the ninth inning, and it will be off of Devin Williams, and it will be glorious. And the Mets will then lose 2-1.
You should bet that.
You really? You're going to go down that 2-1? Thank you. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Then Diaz comes in and blows it. I hate you.
Yeah, probably.
I was like, well, you gave me some hope there, and then you're like, and they're going to lose 2-1.
Well, it'll be fun for that top of the ninth, though.
For the top of the ninth. For one brief, glorious moment.
Yeah. We'll be right back on The Fan.
A creep can roll, man.
All right. Mets Brewers still scoreless. They're headed to the bottom of the eighth?
Seventh.
Seventh.
Bottom of seven. Mets just went 2-3 in the top of the seven.
Neither team can do anything.
No.
At all.
No. The Mets aren't even close.
Now, did you see that, one last baseball note, that the O's did not sell out their first game against the Royals?
Yeah. People were talking about that on TV, and it wasn't like just not a sellout, that there was empty seats.
Yeah, like 5,000 empty seats?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what do you think that looked
pretty bad.
I thought they were all fired up out there.
I don't know. Some people talk about the, midday,
And yeah, I guess it was kind of bad weather.
Bad weather, midday, during the week. I don't know. I just thought that was, I thought it was weird. But, I mean,
I just assume all these games sell out.
No, I mean, the Braves are notorious for not selling out. I mean, I don't know necessarily in the new ballpark, but I mean, the Braves are notorious for it, and that's a good fan base.
Do you think
in a big market.
Any of these other clubs haven't sold out these games?
That I don't know.
But they're packed in San Diego.
San Diego's packed.
Well, the Braves, did you mention that?
Yeah, he just mentioned it.
Yeah, the Braves are notorious for it. So, I don't know. I don't know why that is. Because, I guess I don't know. Is Baltimore a great baseball fan base? I mean, they've been good all year. It's a fun team. A lot of young guys.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
I assume they do have good fans.
Ravenstown.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Baltimore.
Price them out.
I mean, Baltimore.
All right.
But I do think that, being on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it's a weird start time. I mean, we'll have that. Like, how many times have we heard, for Friday night games for Oregon and Oregon State, you have to drive. I know that that's different because it's college and it's more of a drive. But, if you had a Blazer game that was, I would say if you had a big Blazer game, if you had a Blazer playoff game, but it was on Tuesday at 4:00, what's that environment like?
Well, that's a good question. I think, what do they got, 20 in there?
Yeah. And baseball is going to have more than that. So.
I think it's packed, and I think it's rabid. I do.
Okay, now let's move it to 35,000. What's a Camden Yards seat?
Yeah, maybe 40.
Yeah, I was going to say, 45. Like, that's,
Yeah, you're right.
I just don't know.
I think we sometimes over...
Yeah, that's 46,000.
I think we over-assume just how many people will go to sporting events. Period.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Like, they always said that about Autzen. It's like, oh, man, no. Autzen should expand to, like, 70.
And they've said, like,
and they're we don't think we should.
No. Like, we don't
think even in their very few lean down years, like, when they went, 4-8 or whatever, like, they got back that they lost their sellout streak. People stopped going.
Well, and we know, like, if you went down there for those early games, those aren't sellouts. They may call them sellouts, but they certainly aren't. When the kids aren't in school yet and you have a horse crap game against Idaho, that thing isn't selling out. Far from it.
Well, you remember the Royals-Giants World Series?
Yeah.
1985 is the last time the Royals won the World Series.
Yeah.
And they out of the blue, get to the World Series. I went to game one, and it was pretty expensive. But I remember a buddy of mine who went to game seven who lives there. It ends up going to seven games. Mm-hmm. And he goes to game seven. He's like, dude, it was packed and sold out. But he said it was not that hard of a ticket. Mm. And that's a rabid baseball town. They hadn't been in the World Series in 1985. But by the time they had hosted a couple of games already in the series, pretty much everybody that wanted to go or that really wanted had already gone.
Well, that's the thing is a series like that, no one counts on it going that late. So if you really want to make sure it happens, your shot is
that's why
to go early.
Well, that's why I went to game one.
Yeah, because and you pay.
Suki.
Sakes.
Who hit that?
Yeah, that may be
Jake Bowers.
Jake Bowers with the home run.
Is that off the boot?
Yeah, that was off that guy. Of Butto.
Butto.
He sucks. Buto. What a gas can.
I'm pretty sure it's Buto. The announcers always give a little, they do the swagger. Yeah, they got to put the ethnic flair on it.
The swagger?
Yeah, I remember Swag, whenever he does a Latin name, he has to.
Speaking of swag, ethnic flair, we got this. This was all, did you guys see this on the Twitter timeline?
This oh, might, this, I heard
this. Might
get
some play in the club.
Canada loves me when I come.
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't hear that on the, I heard that live. I was listening.
I don't.
That made me cringe.
I don't think we can play that.
When well, he's talking about when he shows up to Canada.
He shows up to Canada, man.
Again, I don't know.
It's problematic, dude. Yeah. I'm assuming he knew what he was doing there, but
here's the situation.
But I don't know.
All right. One celebrity is a great guy, but he's a farter. Who is it? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.